One.
Gary.
Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. Where's the order? I know you guys had a meeting on Saturday. Maybe we should start with anything that may have transpired there. I'm not sure unless anybody else wants to, has anything else to say.
I thought it went well. Explaining, didn't get into detail or anything, just said, you know, we've had a change here. And in the interim that you guys were meeting today, and we're thinking the interim it'll be us three. And from there just had housekeeping stuff to talk about, and everybody seems A-okay.
Okay, I guess one of my questions is, Kim, you're not stepping up, you're in the same position.
Right.
Is there anyone else of our staff that would work to empower to do any certain jobs? And that may lead into the lead cook discussion, I don't know, but, is there anyone else in the of staff that to empower to step up, or are we going to be pretty good with the three of you for right now, or any thoughts, or?
I kind of like just the three of us.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I threw some stuff out there, like setting up the third till. I mean, it's little stuff like that, like Dakota just said, I'll do it. And I think there's some stuff that's just in your job, you know, to do. I think with Jess kind of overseeing, she knows the point of sale system better than anybody now, but we've already had discussions that they are going to work on that. Kim's going to start working Monday starting today, and Ella's taking the night shift. And so she's going to start working on administrative stuff with Jess. So we get the dailies down, we get, you know, how to enter inventory, invoices, all that in the point of sale. So she's gonna be the guru, you know, with Jess as well. And I think they'll just work on that. Same with inventory. They've already made a plan on that. I think they have one category left to count, and that's beer. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot easier with this system.
Yeah.
Because she can do it on her phone. So.
I know that this system probably has a lot of input we've got to put into it. It's a lot of work. How are we? Are we there? Are we still working on that?
I believe, and then I'll let Jess talk about it. I believe the off sale is all done unless a new product comes. So then we had talked prior to this management change that I want the on sale entered too. It has the ability to track, of course, our food, pizzas, blah, 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 but then as well as all our beer. We haven't tracked the beer in the on sale for so long, and the liquor. And we have to. We should be able to pinpoint how many shots we're getting out of a bottle, because that's what kills our profit margin, and if any beers are walking out. So, along with that, I'll just let Jess... Do you have any input?
We're really able to track our product off sale, on sale, and kitchen items.
Anything you put on that system, you can track out of it.
Just that much that I know about it. I've talked to Juan about it, and he said, I mean, we can track our lettuce and everything, napkins, salt shakers, what have you. Are we gonna get that all there and put it in?
In all honesty, I don't know about that on the on-sale side. I know with the off-sale side, definitely you can track when it was bought and the time. You can see the receipts, everything like that. I know with the off-sale, it's very nice because instead of the sheets that you print out, and when we would do our count, you know, Kim would read whatever it was, a six bottle, and then you have to decipher what it was put in as. sometimes it's put in, whoever had put it in the way that they thought made the most sense, but then to other people, it was like, what is this? The nice thing about the toe system now with the inventory is it goes, you can do it either way, but the most efficient way I found is you can get it on your phone and you can scan the UPC. And when you scan the UPC, it pulls up the exact item it is. You then know for a fact it's ringing up that item because it goes by the UPC code. And then it'll, yes, and it'll say on there how many we're expected to have. So if I'm counting and it says we have three and I only see one, I know I need to double check a little bit more. Look around, maybe it's in the back, maybe it's in a box somewhere. So that's kind of really the nice part. Then once you can create a count sheet with different categories, you can do random spot checks. Once you finish that count sheet, you click I finished it, it double checks that you're wanting to finish it. And then it will go into basically another section where it gives you the analysis of what you were expected to have, what you actually had, and then what the difference is on it. And then from there, you can click, you know, yep, this is final, and it'll change the inventory, everything for you. So it's a heck of a lot easier process to
do. Yeah, my biggest thing is I just want to make sure we're using it properly, mm-hmm. inputting it properly. We paid good money for it. I want to use it to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
I think it's just going to be a matter of allowing the time to get the on sale in, because like you said, we want to get it in, but we want to make sure it's accurate.
It takes time.
And so we understand too, because I don't know if there's any other additional module we need or program.
Yeah. I talked to the previous lady that worked here, and then you can have those have a thing with U.S. food that you can, they got a partnership.
Oh,
then
really?
You can hook with them. And then I think they do either their purchasing that you guys do often into the toll system. I don't know how it really works because I never do it, but I talked to the rep of the restaurant a few years ago. And then she kind of explained, but it doesn't work for me. But maybe for you guys, it kind of works because then you don't need to go through order or nothing because they're going to do it automatically based on how much you guys order every week.
So do you think they can see...
Yeah.
Look at toast on their own and go, what? They only have one pack of drummies left.
You need to talk to your food rep, but otherwise, like, I don't know who's your food rep, but I can talk to...
Joel?
Joel,
what's her name? I don't remember her name, but I can talk to the food rep of the restaurant because
do you have U.S. Foods over there, too?
Yeah.
Is it Jenny?
Yeah, Jennifer, yeah.
She used to be ours.
Yeah, she's a nice lady, and she can help you all figure out things easy. So that way you got that somebody just looking at that thing, but I don't know really how that works. But you can contact her and your food rep, and they might be able to give you an answer on that.
Who's in charge of toast at where you work?
No, we don't have toast over there.
Oh, you don't?
It's something I just gonna use for myself, like 3 years ago, and I went through the whole process and figured out how it works.
So I think that we're just going to go, I'll be the overseer and just for support and be the bad guy. No, just kidding. So with that, I don't know. I guess I put advertise for a position. I just don't want to leave anything out because this is all up to you guys.
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to get a plan in place, which I think we're going to kind of revert back to the way we were a year ago with the three of you. And there were compensations made to you guys. I don't know if what we had given you before is sufficient, or if you want to talk about that, or we want to think about it, that's fine. I would like to retro it back to the last pay period, beginning of this pay period, I guess it would be. So it would be nice to...
I think maybe start with something today because the next council meeting would be in the next pay period. I was 5, she was 3, she was 2. I feel like For myself, I'm not looking for five, because I'm honestly hoping that it's not as much on me. That Kim, I'm really hoping that we can work with her and, yeah, empower her more. The staff love her, the clients love her, our guests. But then with that, Jess and I have been talking that since this seems to be a struggle to fill this position with a person that can do it all, is it time, we've talked about it many times over the years, where it'll depend on the council. One council will come in and go, yep, and when I was deputy clerk, we want you fully in there. Do whatever you can to help. Then the next council might come in and pull you out. Well, then the manager has that person, then they don't. They have them, and then they don't. And the big thing I hear is it's too much for one person. So is it time that Jess and I have duties for the bar that are just permanent from here on out?
Just to kind of get back to the pay thing, I think we need to decide on that, and do we need to vote on it?
Absolutely, you have to vote on it.
So I think this is a good time. I mean, you threw out some numbers there, I think.
5-3-2, but I think they should be equal.
All right.
I mean, she's taking on, you know.
Is 3 enough for both of them?
Yeah, and I'm fine with 3-2.
Okay, so 3-3-3.
Are you guys okay with that? As a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we'll talk about it. I mean, just to get us off the ground right
now. So this pay period, we at least
in the future, you know.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we. How do I want to put this? Would this be a temporary or?
Yeah.
Would I want to word it like that in case we get a? All right. I'd like to make a motion that we give Kim, Jessica, and Ann a temporary raise of $3 an hour to help the bar in the right way, I guess.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, now we'll move on to...
Okay, well, I think this is just food for thought. We don't have to... You know,
no, but it's interesting. We should sit down and chit-chat about that sometime. Because I always said it was a lot, too. I put it.
You did. I'd never forget. And then they'd let me, okay, yep, and go help figure out, you know, everybody's good at certain things, and, you know. And so Jess has the ability, you know, to sit and learn toast. And she, I mean, with digital dining, she dug in and learned it quickly and efficiently. Toast, you know, I kept holding her back as much as I could because it was the manager's job. Well, we don't have her now. So, and I know she relied on her a lot too.
Well, and I'm of the opinion the more people in-house that know that system, the better off we are. And having Jessica know it, I think it'd be a very good thing.
And then myself too. I will take some time, you know.
And as many bartenders and Kim as we can. Sure. I mean, I want everybody right to the top on that system if we can. I realize that some people are better at it than others. Me, technology-wise, I would fail horribly. You know, so, you know, but get everybody up on that as best we can, you know.
Well, just so they know how to do certain things, but there's some parts of it they we don't want them to know. You know, like changing quantity on hand or pricing or anything.
But their end of it, I guess.
I like the pizzas, I just did that, like Dakota read them off to me and I added them into the system because everyone did show me how to do that.
Okay.
And I have, you know, the ability to do that. So I did add a pizzas that came in. I added those in so that we have the correct quantity on hand.
Excellent. So it is an easy system.
It is. If I knew how to use, I just don't know how to use it very good because I didn't get trained, you know.
Right. If I can't use it, anybody can, because I'm not good with it. You guys even have the option to create a QR code that you put on the tables and you get rid of the paper menu. You might keep few because some people don't like to use the scanner on their phone.
Yep.
So you keep few papers on it, but mostly you got the QR code on the tables.
Yeah.
And then even outside in the summertime, people can scan it, order, and then even pay to it. So when you deliver the order, you don't need to make 2 transactions. It's already done.
That's really cool.
I believe that they talked about that.
Yeah, it's an easy stuff. I mean,
we'll get there, not right now.
No, but it's easy. I tell you, if I learn it, it's anything. Because I'm not good at that thing. Well, I'm just spending 2-3 hours every day just to set up the thing. It takes me like 5 hours. And then start going through everything. I spend 2-3 hours for a few weeks, and then I figure all that stuff.
The Muni Wings are a hit. People are raving.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they say we sold 150?
In the Tuesday and Wednesday combined, it was 150 Muni Wings.
Nice. Do you have a food license, Kim?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I was going to mention that also. Yeah. Thank you.
If it's not like I might, I can put it here, and then you guys can use it if you need to be. I might serve Dave too.
Is that something that you should have on?
It is in there.
Is it? Okay, I haven't had a chance to read it thoroughly, so.
Yeah.
It was just a question.
I thought you did, but I was just going to make sure.
I guess it's still hanging up. I guess I haven't
Would you look?
Saw it. Yeah, I haven't looked for it. I don't know if she's taken down or not.
What was the throwaway date?
We today.
A little bit about that.
The wings?
Yeah.
Today. I thought it was, Sunday or Monday.
It's today.
Oh, okay.
So Dakota was going to put them out yesterday. I don't know if he did the rest of them.
What's that for?
5 days, what Karen said.
Who?
For the wings. We cooked them Wednesday. She said we have till Monday.
Who? Well, who's that lady?
The cook.
Huh?
What did you say?
I think it's 7 days.
Okay.
That's a What's the name of that thing? That you can keep it for 7 days.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying to you.
That's what we did before.
That's what I'm saying to you. That's the rule. You know what I mean? That's what I said to you last time. If you're in the middle of the week, you're going to serve on Wednesday, you cook a batch on Sunday, you're going to be able to use it Wednesday. Because from Sunday to Wednesday,
right,
it's going to be 4 days, so you don't need to wait that much.
So we could cook them on Tuesday. I mean, it doesn't have to be a Wednesday.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If you find an in-between, you're going to have a 7 period, so you're not going to have that much waste.
There was the thoughts on any leftovers we serve at the football game on Sunday, then?
Actually, I said Thursday, had Karen announce that we still had them, so we sold them Thursday for $1. I mean, and then they were selling on Friday, Saturday. Why not?
Yeah.
I hate to freeze them.
Yeah. No.
So. That's another thing. I don't know if you guys have the labels for that food thing, because you need to have that on it.
They do. They mark it. They use a marker. Ella marked them all.
And then if you see on the daily, say that, I still forget the name of that thing, but you just put 7 days, I mean, use.
Oh, we should add that.
The little labels. And then you just don't put the first day you make it, and then 7 days after, that's on.
Yeah, we should add that for when they mark them.
I forget the name. I let you know before I leave the name of the labels. So that way you don't have any problem when Leanne show up, she can see that and she keeps.
Well, she's probably gonna.
Yeah, well, I mean, all this kind of, that's what she's looking for. Dates, clean, no.
Okay, well.
Do you guys have anything more to add about what we're doing here? We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Okay, trust us to figure it out.
Well, I think this is going to be a bit of a learning experience, and we'll make things right as we go here, so. You know, we've got advertised for the position.
You don't, I mean, I just put it on there, because do you want to take a deep breath? It's that time of year.
At this point, I'd like to just kind of back off until our next regular council meeting, and then maybe have a discussion on that. How does anyone else feel?
I think it's great that Jess and Ann are going to be learning everything along with Kim. So we've got three people that are going to be way good in charge. I would be willing to wait till spring to tell you the honest to God truth, or start. I'm going to be gone January, February. I really don't want to miss it, but If we started advertising in February, March, and then you know, go and get somebody and get them on their feet before.
One thing I say to one last time, it was like, the people we have right now here, they're willing to, come to work and show up at least. So that show up like they want to do things. Could be nice to talk to them beside the young lady here, see how many hours they want to work, how much responsibility they want to get.
Right.
And then keep the staff and the payroll going smooth now, because this is a low season right now at the moment. And if they want to step up and do some more, I mean, they all learn, and then we might not need to hire anybody in the summertime. I mean, it's easy to hire a bartender for summer season instead of have somebody hired now for the whole year, because it's not gonna be cost effective. You're not making enough money right now to support that expense.
Okay. I
agree. Well, and the one thing I think we really need to talk about is the structure of this and how we're going to structure. I mean, we have it. We've already kind of talked about the lead cook description, where that takes more off of a manager position. So I think we want to look at how we're going to structure this before we even go out for put out a liquor store manager description, because that may very well change a little bit before we go out with that. So I think we need to talk about job descriptions before we go out for to put it out for advertisement.
So what's a lead cook?
I mean, well, we've got a description here. I haven't read it yet, so
well,
I can't.
Well, that's a cook, just the cook.
Just a cook.
You guys adopted this, so I threw it in here back in March. But well,
I guess with that being said, maybe we should turn it into a lead cook with a.
The thing is this, you're not gonna need a lead cook, because 25% of the load of that job description is gonna be on them through the POS system. The lead cook, you just don't need to be doing much, because the inventory is gonna be deducted from what you got on the POS. So every Tuesday, I think it's Tuesday when they do the food purchasing or order, or Wednesday, I don't remember, everything is gonna be done. So the person that's gonna be cooking just gonna need to be prepping, cooking, cleaning, oil change, and all that kind of stuff. The complicated part, I think, is going through the POS, which is harder than do the other part, on my opinion. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even if it's somebody on experience, prepping.
Well, I'm just thinking that if we have one person in that kitchen as the lead person and they're the person that we look at to double check ordering, which may be triple checked by someone here, but also they're the ones that are on the hook to make sure it's clean, organized. It's, you know, this is their area. That's a part that maybe it isn't a big job, you know, but it's somebody that's in charge of that area that we go to and say, hey, you got to clean up, or you're doing a really great job and I love seeing what you're doing here, you know. Empower a person in that kitchen to really take that on as their own. In my opinion, I don't know if that's a position we want. That person would also have probably hold the license, as kind of states there already, but, you know, I don't know if is that a position we want to create, a lead.
I think if you think about it till the December meeting.
Yeah, we don't have to rush into it, but I do think it's a great idea. And also, the part of our business that's growing the most, I think, is probably food. I see more and more food coming out of that kitchen.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, to create that kind of department as its own, since it is growing, and then with that person can concentrate on growing it too.
Right, absolutely.
With the menus and the stuff.
And
I don't think
the compensation would be much. I mean, the position now, aside from Leo, he's at $14.50, but it's $17, you know, which I believe Emily had wanted it that high, because she wanted that person involved in the ordering, get their food license. It kind of like, the cooks we have now haven't seen this. So I gave it to Karen on Saturday and she went, oh, well, I'm doing most of this already. But there is stuff in there she didn't know about. So I think it's at least a start, so our cooks have the job description.
Was she interested? She is. Good, good, because I think she's done a pretty good job. And I don't work with her. Okay.
She's okay. Very, yes. Very organized and detailed.
Yes,
and
she's awesome.
You know, and that's worth, well, you know, maybe, I don't know, we could talk about giving her a little bump and creating that position.
And that one, keep in mind, that one might, you probably make permanent.
Right.
Unless you did hire a manager and wanted it to go back. So that's...
I would think that think. Would be... If we want to try to grow our food, I think that would be more of a permanent position. Or it could be, you know.
One thing Arno told me the other day was... He asked how things were going and where we were at with stuff, and I told him. And he said, Anne... You got to tell council to not focus on so much of the accounting and bartending experience and all that. You've got to focus on a leader. That's it. And it's got to be someone who doesn't feel that they're above their staff. You know, they got to lead by example and work side by side with their staff and get in the trenches with them. You know, but yet still is the boss and the leader.
Right.
So, I just, that kind of hit with me that, you know, maybe we focus too much on some of the other stuff when it should be.
Well, and it's, you know, that's a difficult thing to determine. Are you a leader?
Right.
You know, in an interview, I don't, if we could develop questions, but sometimes you don't find out until.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Only through actions, you know.
Right.
And so that's going to be, but it's something we can, that's the way we lean, but it's a hard
absolutely.
Thing to identify.
So I think just to not focus on, be a, you know, a clincher, oh, they don't have bartending experience, you know, but they do have leadership experience, you know.
A lot of it has to do with the personality, I would imagine.
It does.
Stuff like that, you know.
This isn't on the agenda, but I'm going to bring up real quick, and we are just FYI or whatever, the clothing. There's been requests for some cuter, better, nicer, I don't know, clothing, more zip-ups, less hoodies, just FYI.
Yep. We're going to do an order, but I think we're going to do a sale first. I think we're going to do a sale first here for the holidays. And then, yeah, maybe...
I think we were hoping to kind of blow out what we have and then maybe order back in the, I guess it would be considered winter, January, February. You can usually get, they have all their quantities yet, and then maybe an idea would be staggering when they come in. We don't have to order it and then get them in as right away. We can order everything and then have some of them come in, you know, June, and then it's a fresh new look. So that might be a thought.
Sounds interesting. Sounds fun. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Billy. Morning. Yeah, and I know Jana Reed really wants pink camo hats.
And I know a lot of clothes. It looked like, anyway, this week, it looked like they sold quite a few clothing.
Good.
Pieces of clothes. So,
good.
Yeah, people were buying for Christmas or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
With that, I'm going to steal one of Juan's ideas and would be a comment box.
Oh, I've got it in my inbox to order.
Oh, all right. Because, I mean, the comments could be, how's our service? What would you like to see for clothing? Whatever else, you know.
So yep.
What's on that?
Your comment.
Oh, and you work for employees too.
Right,
because
right.
Sometimes, like, if you make a meeting and you bring all these things to you, and then you guys can talk on a meeting about little things, it's easy to fix, because sometimes it's hard for people to communicate between each other, even if they work on the same place, because one thing or another. But on a meeting, you bring all that stuff that you're in charge of that department, and then you can talk to them about any, because something's more today, it might be something bigger next week.
That's right.
So if you talk about that right away with all of the people there, it's easy to handle.
Well, I even put suggestions of comments on the comment box, you know. Yeah. Let it know that our employees can comment in there, our people, we'd like to see pink hats, or we'd like to have a different kind of beer or something. I don't know if that would be
And I'm just saying,
a lot of the customers are pretty vocal.
Right. But it's just getting people to tell us what they, you know, what we want to know.
I work on places that people are not able, don't want to say anything because they believe they're going to have a repercussions on the job.
Right.
And then you need to leave that door open, that you can do anything you want to say, respectful way, and then we figure it out.
Yeah, I agree. Nope, I've got it in my inbox, or my wish list in Amazon. So, good suggestion.
So I think this lead cook will kind of talk about a little bit more at our next meeting and make possibly a decision on that. I guess we then should make a job description for that position, or use this one. And, you know, I think this one kind of covers the
covers a lot.
Yeah,
I'm
just looking through it. It's pretty good.
Is it? I mean, it basically tells this person that this kitchen is yours, keep it in dang good order, keep the food in there. So, yeah, so that's something we can talk about at the next meeting. And
question, you know, we talk about Jess and you letter two. How do we bring that out to the public when we know they're going to ask is who's taking the next position?
Oh, are you here
for
the meeting?
I come to work.
What meeting?
Come back to
work.
Do you
need
an application?
Do I need to fill in
one? I called him. I was like, please come back.
Good move, Kel.
You're all ready to be true.
He's like, I'll get back to you in the next day or two. It's like, I thought you were calling me to come up and get my mom. I'm like, no. I'm begging
you
to
come
back
so
hard.
And then they know where you are. That's what they got to keep us in the room.
All right. Before you were interrupted there, Randy.
Okay. Would you like us just to post something on the door? Or, I don't know. I know I got a phone call from a bartender yesterday morning, and she's like, everybody's asking questions, and I don't know what to say. I'm like, just point them in my direction, Kim's direction, council.
Can you just say, I mean, I don't know the proper wordage, but can you just say for the
Interim,
it's run internally.
I think what you just say, it's maybe not. This is not the right words, but it kind of, you guys are trying to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it that way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
well, we want strong wording that.
It's basically Anne's the interim manager with Kim and Jessica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just have to figure out how we're going to approach it. Because if you say we haven't made a decision yet, that sounds soft.
Yeah, you know. I'd say right now Anne's the interim manager. Kim's the go-to. And we'll put Jess's name and number on the door.
Throw that phone on silent.
She did offer at the staff meeting to bartend. Just kidding. She said flat no.
Yeah. Sorry, you don't want to
stand
there.
That's a pretty good explanation.
Okay.
That's you know, pretty much it. Yeah.
Just the same as last time.
Yeah, it's yeah.
We're not going to stop the,
No, we'll have the rumors. And let's bring the rumors in here. I want to hear them because they are humorous sometimes.
I did get pulled aside the other day by a gentleman asking me and then just telling me a little story about an experience he had here. And then he said, what are you guys going to do? And I said, and he said, well, why don't you just do it? And I said, well, that's the way it's leaning. And I said, but it's with, you know, others as well. That's not something.
Oh, they couldn't take that whole job on you?
No.
No.
You need some help.
Yeah. But I do think it worked well last year.
It did. I agree.
It's already working well.
Yeah.
Just the kinks as we come along.
Well, I haven't seen any big bumps in the road at all. You know, so.
No, but the next one is.
I know. Yeah. I'll get done.
Good. Okay, well, do we move on to Amy?
Yep. So, Saturday. So, yeah, I gotta be careful. She was a no-call, no-show again on Saturday. So, I heard it through the grapevine. I was sitting at home, and I got a text, and so I text Kim. She didn't know about it. Luckily, the staff handled it. A staff member came in, wasn't scheduled, went home, changed, I guess, came back, and took the shift.
Yep, and she was very cheerful about it, too. Yeah. I was, yeah, impressed.
Good. So I did call Amy, I got nothing, and I texted her. And I just told her, please drop off your key.
Far as you know, there's been no contact back from her at all since.
No.
Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's unfortunate, I know.
How many
There's a few staff members that are very sad that this is the way it's going to go, but there's no choice.
How many shifts a week did she have?
Monday day, three, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, and then like Saturday.
What's the sheriff doing?
What?
There's a sheriff over there.
Looking for Chester.
I didn't drive, I'm okay.
Two or three a week?
Yeah.
So then I sent a text out, and Ella has already committed to, wait, no, okay, no. Okay, so Dakota took day today. Ella's taking tonight for Kim's. And then.
Kayla's going to do Wednesdays.
Yes. And then if we have
so
this.
We have to, because she did have some Saturdays, so we'll have to, but I'm sure the 4 o'clock person can hopefully just close, but we might need to find like another
person. He's coming back, so.
Yeah. But we got to see what his schedule is, too.
Yeah.
We vote on that, whether
we're accepting
him.
Or we're accepting him.
Does that put a damper in the Thanksgiving at all?
Nope. It's already taken care of. So that's. That kind of one
I just need a motion to dismiss.
I make a motion to dismiss Amy.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Cleaner. What's going on?
She's coming in tomorrow. Today's Monday. Yeah, tomorrow to meet with me again. And she said that she charges $35 an hour, and she would be willing to do it 7 days a week.
Wow. This what are her needs? Is that something we need 7 days a week? We have relied on bartenders in the past, but that's not
It's
really
a lot. It gets to be a lot when you close. I mean, it would be nice to have a cleaner. I mean, we did in the past.
So what were we paying? We have cleaners right now. What are we paying them?
$100 a clean. And they clean Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So. Okay, so $35.
What is that based on, like 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day?
Yeah, around two probably for them. I don't know how long they are here.
I don't either.
Because they're usually here and gone before I come in.
Right, I guess so. It'd be a matter of, you know, yeah.
The biggest things are the bathrooms.
Absolutely.
The kitchen, nothing except for the floor. It's really the floors and the bathroom. And then if the doors, you know, but staff could watch that too, especially this time of year. The glass, and I have a fetish.
Oh,
with,
I do, I know.
Although Boop came over and did them all last week with the squeegee. And
so is it a deal where we want to have a scope of work for these people? We basically do this, and this, and that's all kind of.
But it's not Oh, it is garbages and everything.
Garbages, bottles.
Oh, see, and I don't.
It takes, that job takes 3 hours because I used to do that. And it takes 2 hours for one person.
You can take your own garbages and bottles at night. I mean, that's not a big deal.
No, it's really not. Oh, what about the auto fry? Who cleans the auto fry?
Chester.
Oh, Chester does.
Mm-hmm. That's something I should. I used to do when I do a cleaning too. I do the fry.
I know what I do too. Yeah, because that takes time and stuff too.
I'm not against
half an hour
Chester.
Empty it out, clean it up.
It's nice because it's done when you get here. The girls don't have to be lifting that oil.
He's kind of meticulous, and I know it's done well.
And it's Vuk usually on Tuesday and Chester on Friday.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just a guaranteed thing, you know.
But it would be nice to get a list to see what they're going to take on for that $35.
Even when I worked at Reed's, we only cleaned the fryer once a week, and that was on Sunday mornings, Sundays. But
do you think we're doing it too much?
It got filtered every day.
It's not getting filtered.
Okay. I was going to say, and the pot's smaller, too, than what I was dealing with.
That filter don't work for nothing. That's
as far as this cleaner goes, you say you're going to talk to him?
Yeah, she's coming in tomorrow.
All right. Is that something we want to think about now or wait till our next meeting?
We have to wait because I'd like to, come up with her duties and then get kind of a quote and make sure she has insurance. And
So that will.
Is somebody local?
Yep, she lives just down the road. Kennedy Hodges.
She cleans at the log.
Oh.
So. She just had a baby, so she's coming back to work December 1st.
Yeah. And then it wasn't on the agenda, so I don't want to add it. We'll bring it December 9th, but he can start before then. Mm-hmm. Jesse.
With going with I'm not sure I'd have to read it, but I'm just a question. Going with a new cook position, would that change the description on the liquor store manager position at all?
I think that's what you guys have to, if it's a subcommittee or something that sits down, that's what I would like to see, is you go through this 4-page monster, and if there's stuff that can go into the cook, the lead bartender, the deputy clerk, the clerk, just a thought.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked for a long time, so.
Right. So we'll actually need to sit down and go over pretty much line by line and figure out if it stays or it goes to somebody else.
Right. I think we're rewriting all of our job descriptions basically at this point.
Or it can be full council. That's fine. Have workshop meetings before a council meeting for the next few months. Or we can pick and choose.
Which jobs is this going to affect? It's going to affect all of them. Yours, and then another.
Could affect Chester's?
Well, Chester to an extent a little bit, and then we're creating another job. So we're basically kind of looking through about 5 job descriptions here. And we've got to kind of re-evaluate.
Well, and this
and it may not be that daunting.
This is extensive. This was back in the days of, you know who, Tony.
Who?
Where if you want, I could get other local municipals manager job description or do some
data. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do some comparison.
I think that makes
doing that kind of stuff.
Makes a lot easier on us rather than trying to muddle through and
invent a whole wheel.
Exactly. That's probably one of the more difficult parts to do. So yeah, if we could get some alternate descriptions, I think that would work well.
Okay.
But we'll, again, probably have to tweak them to our you know, specs a little bit, but yeah, if we can get something.
And I didn't put adjournment on there, I apologize. I just want to talk to Billy before he leaves. I think
so, how is this affecting Thanksgiving?
It's not. Ella's still on for closing or opening and working, and then Cindy.
Cindy wanted to help.
Oh,
we're open Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's got to get posted. It's got to get out there. People are asking me, and I'm telling them I don't know because I didn't know.
I'll get it posted today.
Yeah, please.
You guys going to serve 30?
You must have
either called up, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, it's.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Yeah,
I think I'll do some turkey special for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, Amy was going
easy
to,
stuff.
So we just kind of made it, but Elle's going to do it, and then Cindy's going to help her, so.
What time are they opening?
Two?
Yep.
Two. Okay. Okay, 2 o'clock. Cool. And is it a potluck? Are they having a potluck?
Yep, 5. 5 o'clock is the potluck.
Yep.
Good, good.
Yep.
Okay, I'll start to help you. People can ask you.
I know we've done kind of waffling up to this point, but it was on again, off again.
Yeah, and then with her not showing up and all that, it's like, I don't know.
Your thoughts on Christmas? Same thing?
If somebody wants to, I guess.
I can grab you like 8 of them.
We close at 4 on Christmas Eve, which is a Wednesday, and then close on.
Do you still have people on Christmas Eve that want to stay later than 4? Sometimes they don't have time
to
leave because they want to stay. They don't have any place to go. I mean, food for thought if somebody wanted to work you know, longer or something. But it's hard to get people to leave. So it's been mine in the past.
Yeah, Ella's the one that's going to be working that does her shift, your Wednesday shift, so I mean, I'm sure she would probably be willing to stay if they wanted her to, but I can call her. Because I know Siri, too, she has something going on, but she also said maybe she could help on Christmas Eve because she doesn't have to be somewhere till like 8 o'clock at night or something, so.
Cool, good.
Showing that being still active.
And can we be open on Christmas Day? I mean, are there just legally?
I believe so. I'd have to look. Okay, Thanksgiving, it was legal.
It is legal to be able to obviously
just not the off-sale. It's got something to do, with off-sale. And
yeah.
I think that's
off-sale can't be open.
No.
Sure. Yeah, make sure you post that too, please, so that people don't think that
they can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we will plan ahead.
Okay. Please.
Sound good.
Does anybody got anything else in the conference?
I think I'm taking tomorrow off for sure, and I might take Wednesday off.
What? Good for you.
I'm going to try. Shovel my way here. Or pop in, but and I'm always available. It's just I got vacation time to use. So.
Is there anything else we need to talk about that anybody else can maybe get anything more, Kim?
I don't think so.
Just cross your fingers. The Kim's appointment goes well on Wednesday and she gets her license back.
Yeah, this is.
I want to thank you 3 ladies too. Making our job a lot easier.
Yes, absolutely.
You might not thank us in a month. Just kidding.
Will we still be talking?
Right. Absolutely. No. It's going to be fine. And the staff, you know, we have the best team ever. And people keep telling me that constantly.
I think now they're going to be more willing to help out, too.
Yes.
I've noticed a lot of spirits. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Miss Ella smiles from ear to ear. Yep.
Well, I'd like to move to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.